Blog Talk Radio.
My soul get happy. My soul get happy. That's what it is. Good morning, families and friends all over the world, ADM family. I give joy when I think about what he does for me. Amen. That is some praising God music right there. Amen. God bless you all this morning. I thank God for you are tuning in to our part two of Now Faith. It's really going to bless your soul. Amen. I want to show you something in the Bible. It's going to get ready to bless your soul. Amen. I want you to do something for me right quick if you already have. I want you to text somebody this number and tell them to get on. Text them this right here and say, please get on. Amen. This apostle and co-host, we're going to help you to scream you out. Do you know that the African-American community are leading in death with this COVID-19? Why is that? Where are we taking this faith thing or out of proportion the wrong way? Are we doing things that is not wisdom, not wise? Amen. Well, we're going to get ready to dig into it because we need to find out what the Word of God says. Amen. We thank God for all our international listeners, our partners, and our friends. God bless you once again. It's good to see you again to connect and commune with us. Amen. Listen, I don't want to take up too much time because you already know once we get going, we're going to dig right into this. I'm telling you right now, your morning is already blessed. It's blessed because you woke up. The world is blessed because you opened your eyes. So you got something to give God a thank you for. Amen. But before we get ready to get into that, I need all my co-hosts. Please press one. I need a prayer. Please press one. Mother Jackson, y'all press one so I can get ready to bring y'all on in. Amen. So God bless you all once again. Amen. If Mother Jackson, if you're on, please press one on your phone. I can bring you in. Thank you. Amen. God, thank you. All right. God bless you, Mother Jackson. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you. First, we give you honor. Then we give honor to Pastor First Lady Leticia. Father God, this morning, we just truly thank you this morning, God, because it's been a blessing, God, that you opened our eyes this morning and allowed us to see another day, God. Just enough, God, right now to just give you all the praise. Because I know you didn't have to do God up this morning. But yet and still you did, God. In spite of all the things that's going on, God, this morning, God, because of the most, this nation is shaking, God. It has been shocking, God, that you're opening eyes, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're opening ears, God, of the people that was on the wayside, God. They began to come back, God, and I thank you this morning for what you're doing, God. I see good in what you're doing, yet and still, God, I give you thank you, God. Oh, God, even in these bodies, God, when they're wrecking in pains, God, you give us enough joy to yet and still to praise you, God. Let us run on, God. Don't never let us stop praising you, God. I pray this morning that this nation, God, begin to get up, God, and give you all the praises, God, regardless what circumstances they're in, God. Because it's all due to you, God. You're mighty, God, this morning. Oh, God, let us all look to the hills this morning. That's where our strength comes from. This morning, God, we thank you for providing for us, even in the storm, God. You're good, God. You're mighty good, God. Right now, God, I thank you, because the joy of the Lord in my spirit is bubbling over. So I thank you, God, bringing me back, because I know about Sunday, I was dead. When I did the canoe, the boat shape was drying up. But yet and say, God, I say thank you this morning. Oh, God, thank you, God. Thank you for holding on to us, God. When the boat canoe, the boat shape was times of life, God. Sometimes people want to just give up. But I say, don't give up, God. Just keep on pushing. No matter how the situation is, the boat shape, God. said, no, God is going to do it for you. He's going to make a way for you. How the most come to the most, say, God, I ask that you touch each and every one this morning. The most, say, God, renew their strength, God, their joy, their peace in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We just thank you, God, because we know you're mighty, because God, you have brought us out of a lot of situations, God, and still do it. I know you live. How about you live, the most kind of the most, say, yes, you live, God. So we say thank you this morning in the name of the Father, the most Son, the most say, and the precious Holy Ghost, we pray this morning. Amen. Amen. Oh,
amen, amen. We thank you, Mother, for that powerful, wonderful prayer. I'm telling you right now, I want you to do something for me, especially if you are connected to ADM, you should be already into fasting, amen. You should be already engaged into the things of God. I want you to begin to every day, every morning, as we begin to commune, you need to push out things in your atmosphere. Clean your atmosphere up. Your atmosphere, for those that doesn't know, it talks about your vibe, in your home, your home surrounding, amen, where you are, the vibes within yourself, amen. We want to push out all negative, we want to push out all aggravation, frustration, variation. Let's begin to push out that and welcome in the Holy Ghost, welcome in the Spirit of God, because I'm telling you, when you start your morning off being led by the Holy Spirit, you starting your week off, my God, finna get ready to harvest everything or walk into the blessing that God has for you. And I truly believe that God has blessing with your name on it. Amen. And we just give God the honor and the thanks and magnify him for what he is doing and what he's already doing. I thank God that he's revealing his instructions. He's revealing different things in his word. Amen. We give God the glory for all that. But the question is, now we don't move into a season to where Scripture declares, don't only be hearers. We was good hearers. We was good listeners. Amen. We was good note takers. We was good participators. We was good in being involved. But now, are you good, my God, being doers? Doers of what? Doers of the word. Who's the word? The word of God. Amen. Are you are being good of being doers of the word? I'm going to challenge some of your intellect this morning, and I'm going to challenge you all, and I want you to call a neighbor, text somebody, because I'm going to show you in the Bible where it talks about being afraid. And I'm not talking about just only being afraid in God, but it talks about other things about being afraid in. Many people don't have this misquotation because we got to understand that the Bible cover everything. You got to get into the fine crevices. But I'm going to be raw with this thing. If we leaders are too busy focused on looking at people as a number because we need a financial contribution to our local ministry, a financial contribution to pay our bills, to where your cost should be already counted before you even start it. Amen. You shouldn't be able, you shouldn't have to depend on people, but yet we say we depend on God for them to take care of the necessities of your mortgage, the necessities of your church function, the necessities of your certain things. Amen. How can I tell ADM, let's go and be blessed, or ADM, Pastor, say you all are blessed, but yet Pastor is dependent on you, their contribution for his living arrangement. He's dependent on their contribution to take care of everything. Amen. A leader, you should be blessed regardless if somebody want to do or don't want to do. You should be blessed if your building, your commercial building doors are open or if not, they are not open. God, why? Because if we're going to confess and we're going to preach, we're going to teach that God is going to supply our every need, well, I'm not worrying about what's going on, and I'm not going to sacrifice people of God because I need finances or financial contribution, or I need their tithes to take care of my own living arrangement. My question is, we get on folks about tithes and offering in the book of Malachi, but my next question is, well, where is the storehouse? Do the people supposed to have the storehouse as well? Is there anything stored up for the people could come and pull out of the storehouse? Even the man of God, when he walked with Pharaoh, Pharaoh, Pharaoh and them had a storage. They had a storehouse. For 7 years, they was able to supply different things to their community when a famine took place. I'm preaching good. Amen. We talking good.
Amen.
I'm going to jump you on in this. Amen. So we got to understand, amen, what Bible says. And we cannot, peoples of God, be in a situation to where we're allowing the enemy to ambush us and slaughter us. This is the real deal. This ain't none of that hoax and all that stuff to where we are stimulating your mentala that is drawing your emotions spiritually and naturally, but yet we don't see no manifestation. It's not a place to where I'm hyping you up now. All the hype, all the emotion, it is what? Over. Amen. It's either you going to apply in truth or walk in truth, or you can and will be slaughtered. Amen. It is very disturbing to understand that our African community is having the highest death or the highest rate of death of this COVID-19. Amen. We have to stop being so much of a rebellious people. Some of us, we don't believe anything until it knocks at our door. We want to have our own ideology, our own theology, and try to make it right. Amen. We is like someone cannot tell our community anything, cannot tell our population anything. It's not well so as the preachers, well so as the peoples of God, but us preachers as well. We got to understand, amen, that we a lot of preachers or leaders, they want leadership, want people to have authority, want people come in submission. But can you come in submission of ones that is to have leadership over you? Amen. We got to understand, and this is my question now, is the spirit of rebellion, is the people bringing it in or leadership imparting it? That's another sermon. Amen. We'll talk about that later, but not this morning. Amen. So we have to understand, amen, what the word of God says. And as the word of God begin to elaborate and begin to dig in, we cannot once again be this part-time preacher, be this verse scripture reader. Amen. Because why? People's lives is at stake. People's lives is at stake. And I'm going to show you something in the word of God, and I hope it blows your mind, and I hope you take this same scripture, you'll begin to call it out for what it is, and don't allow somebody to run the interpretation game on you. Leave scriptures the way it is. If you don't get the complete understanding, you need to go a couple of chapters back or go from the beginning of the chapter and read it all the way up to where you're at right there. That's where you'll get the complete understanding. Understanding, y'all hear me, amen. I want to help you to save life. We can only do our part, and I'm gonna make sure I do my part with truth, and we do our part with integrity and honor, because at the end of the day, you value. Some of us need to get out of this quotation. Well, that must be the Lord's will. No, it's not the Lord's will. Amen. The Lord, first of all, he give you free will. Whatever he give you life, but whatever you decide to do with your life, that's your decision. You think that's the Lord's will? For we have alcoholics, have people homeless. You think that's the Lord's will to have folks, my God Almighty, hungry, need food and shelter and different things? You the one to make a decision out of your life. You the one make a decision out of what you which way you want to go or which way or what you want to do. Amen. God will give you information, instructions, and also he will unveil to you revelation. What you do with it, that is your problem. That is your issue. Amen. But he will give you what the scripture declares. I will give you or supply your every need. Now, what you do with it, that's up to you. If you want to give it away, if you want to mishandle it, if you want to misuse it, that is your decision. But you got to understand that judgment, not by the devil, not by a witch or warlock overseas, not by a voodoo worker or whosoever, you know, not by the enemy trying to run, no, self-inflicted judgment that you brought upon yourself. Oh, my God, we teaching good. Come on, evangelist, I need you to jump in. I'm taking it. Let's go.
Yes, bring it. Exactly what Apostle is saying. We bring on self-infliction judgment on ourselves. by not making the right decision, by not following the laws of the land as the word of God. We established that yesterday. We established that the word of God is written, that we are to follow authority. And when we fail to do those things, then we do just as you just said. We bring self-affliction upon self. We bring self-judgment upon self. We bring hurt upon self. We bring danger upon self because we want to do what we're supposed to do. The word of God tells us to lean on God, trust in the Lord with all your heart and what he will bring you through. But the bottom line is that we always want to lean on our own understanding. And what's going on in the world right now with the different pastors doing what they're doing, having possibly hundreds of people at one time being affected, they're not trusting God. They're not following the law. They are bringing self-judgment to themselves and bringing harm to others.
Amen, amen. And you got to understand that, amen, and it's bringing harm. And this is where you got to evaluate. This is a season to evaluate what are you are leading up under. What are your teaching? I want to give you something this morning. I hope it blesses your soul. Because one thing about it, I can care less what individual. First of all, eventually, I want you to find something for me. Go ahead and book of Ephesians. Go ahead and find that where the Bible talks about I give you apostles, a prophet, an apostle. I think it's up there in the fourth chapter. Amen. Yes. Go ahead and pull that up for me, and we're going to read that. And I want you to understand that, listen, God give us leadership spiritually for a spiritual reason. Amen. And also to help you to balance out your natural decision. It's not my job to control you naturally. It's not of God. It's not of God me trying to manipulate you naturally. It's not of me trying to squander you naturally. That is not of God. I want to say that again. That is not of God. It's not my job to put you in harm's way, my God, to put you in a place to where it's bringing harm to you naturally. It's not my job to have you to go against leadership. I'm talking about authority naturally. We are above the law naturally. It's not none. That is not of God. That is not what God called us to do. That is not of faith. Amen. We think faith is, well, they ain't going to stop me. No one ain't stopping you for serving your God. See, the problem is we are realizing that it's a lot of people have their relationship in man than God. I'm going to say that again, and I hope it make you mad if you are one of the ones. It's a lot of people having their relationship in man but not God, because at the end of the day, God is everywhere. God is just not in a revival, or God is just not in a weekend service. He's just not in my Bible study. My God, God is where? Everywhere. So, other words, if I have God inside of me, I'm taking him to that sanctuary. When we leave for congregating in a sanctuary, is there any Holy Ghost shouting going on? Is there any word being preached? Come on, somebody, talk to me. Is there anything going on other than the lights are being shut off because we need to save energy? We don't want to make the light bill as high. No movement is going on. The chairs is there. The lights is there. But guess what? All the people that brought God with them, they already gone back to their house. So God is dwelling where? Inside of who? Inside of you. That is the beauty of this new covenant. That is the beauty of this new dispensation. Amen. God is in my living room. Matter of fact, God is in here right now as I'm talking to you. God is in your house. God is in your home. God is in your dwelling places. That is a very immature individual thinking God teaches that God is right here where we are. God is over there. No, baby. God is in your house with you. God is praying. Come on now. You can have church without us. You can have church between you and God. You can go into worship in your car at a stoplight. And you have to drive into a gas station and just give God his praise. Is there anybody this morning have something that you can thank God for? You have something where you can give God glory. And I'm not talking about need a Sunday morning. I'm not talking about you need a revival. I'm not talking about you need a healing crusade. You need a demon casting out service. But I'm talking about right now in your nightgown, right now in your hair rollers, right now you probably didn't brush your teeth, your breath is stank, right now even in your, my God, improper hygiene. Can you still give God his praise? Let me talk. Come on, Evangelist.
The scripture is Ephesians 4:11-13. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church. The apostles.
These are the gifts. Hold on a minute, Evangelist. We're going to have a little Sunday morning teaching right quick. We're like, freeze.
Okay.
Amen. So these are the gifts that Christ gave to who? The church. The who?
Church.
The church. The who? The church. Amen.
Church.
He says the church. He didn't say that these are the gifts that God, the Christ gave to the world for a world government, for world order. He says for the who? For the church. Let's find out what is the church and who is the church. Go ahead, Evangelist.
The apostles, the prophets,
uh-huh.
the evangelists,
uh-huh.
and the pastors and teachers.
Uh-huh.
Their responsibility is to equip and build up the church.
Their responsibility is to do what?
Equip God's people to do his work and build up the church.
Their responsibility is to equip. Other words, to give you what you need, to give you, to help develop you, you know, for what? Whatever assignment, whatever journey that you have, most of all, to equip you or give you, my God, a foundation or a blueprint for you can have your own relationship with God, for you know that God is with you. Amen. I want to give that out.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and build this house this morning before we can get out of here, because some people got them good grit and fried eggs and bacon already on the stove. Amen. Amen. It says, watch this. I want to show you something. It says, and we talked about it and we touched on it a little bit on it yesterday, but I want to dig into this here this morning. Romans, the 13th chapter. I want everyone, please, read 13, get out of 13. If you still got some foolishness going on spiritually, you get into Romans 13. You're still having this crazy, ridiculous, what we call faith. My God, you need to get in Romans 13. It says, let everyone be subject to governors, authorities. Let everyone to be subject to governors' authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. Other words, God says, I establish this structure. I establish this authority. The authority that is this has been established by who? By God. So it says the authority that is this, it ain't about who you like. It ain't about who you agree with.
Amen.
It ain't about what you think of them. It's not about you feel as though that's the Antichrist in the seat. That's the, you know, that's the devil in the seat. Amen. It ain't about that.
Yes.
I'm not talking to you. And let's get out of this deep stuff that some of the church people do. Well, if they tell you to take the mark of the beast, will you take it? Is there anybody asking you to take the mark of the beast? Is there anybody asking you to take this? Y'all about to talk to me up in here.
Amen.
Is there anybody asking you to take the mark of the beast? Is there anybody asking you to do something that is out of the will of Scripture? It's out of the will of the Bible. Y'all hear me? Is there anybody? For what I can see, my God, in today's time, our local authority is trying to save our lives. Let me keep reading.
Amen.
Is that out of the will of God? Somebody trying to help you to make a godly decision to save your life, for you could continue your purpose, for you could continue your destiny, for you could continue everything that God has for you? We got to stop being so deep and deal with now. We got to stop trying to walk around being suspicious and looking at somebody. Well, they up to something. Well, baby, at the end of the day, they could be doing the same thing to you. Number two, it says, watch this, my God, consequently, whoever rebelled, consequently, other words, it's some consequences coming with this thing. Whoever rebelled against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. what God has put in place, what God put in order. It's not talking about, I want to help somebody, Bible study. We are not going to add anything to this. This is why we understand where the prophets, the pastors, the evangelists, the teachers, the what evangelists just rolled out to us, we understand their role. This is why we understand their role. It's not talking about the prophet. It's not talking about the pastor. We don't need to interpret that. The Bible is very clear who it's talking about. It's very clear on what it's saying. Amen. I don't need to interpret that. Don't you allow somebody begin to interpret scripture or begin to theology in place, my God, of what the word of God is saying. My people's all been destroyed. Y'all better hear me, my God almighty. It says, rebel against what God has instituted, and to those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. The scripture declares, if you begin to go against what God put in place, what God put in order, you will do what? Bring judgment on yourself. Self-inflicted judgment. Y'all hear? It ain't, listen, it ain't saying I'm going to say or cover my bishops. I'm going to cover my apostles. I'm going to cover my leaders. No, we all fall up in that category. I'm not saying, I want to let y'all know something here. I'm not saying that even the pastors or bishops or leaders that passed away due to COVID-19, that they was walking in rebellion. I don't know these people alive, but all I know is what can keep us safe is what the word of God is saying. That's all I know is what the word of God is saying. All I know that he is a keeper, and I found out that he's a keeper when you apply his word correctly, when you walk in truth. You have respect not only for leadership spiritually, but you have respect for leadership naturally as well. You are obeying the laws of the law. I want to bring this to you. Let me get going. I want to get you somewhere. I want to show you something. Then eventually I need you to jump in. For rulers hold no terror. Watch this. For rulers hold no terror. So you are correct that rulers hold no terror. You are correct when you say, watch this, that you do not fear the rulers. You do not fear government. You are correct. But I got a question. Is your context correct? Now, that verse or that quotation may be correct, but is your context correct? Let's keep reading, Pastor. Well, let's keep reading. You're right. Amen. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right. 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 You understand this? For those who do right. He's not saying right about the laws of God. He's not saying right about because you want to praise God. They're not saying right. No, it talks about right. He says, for rulers hold no terror for those who do right. The rulers talking about for those holds no terror that those who obey the law, those who obey executive orders, those who obey in commune or in connection with the, y'all hear me, with leadership. It's no different than God dealing with us spiritually when we begin to rebel on him spiritually. Everybody on this line this morning, you probably could talk about times to where God was getting on you, you didn't listen. Then things begin to happen to you. Why? Because you don't brought self-inflicted judgment on yourself because you want to run in rebellion. You want to do what you want to do. You want to have all the sense, amen. Nobody can tell you nothing. Your life is so beautiful to where God has to bust some of us back down to reality to let them know that your praise is not higher than my praise. You about to hear me? That your thoughts is not higher than my thoughts. Your leadership is not higher than my leadership. Y'all hear me? You are blessed. God has to bring some of us down to let us know that you are blessed because I bless you. It's not because of your education. It's not because of your career. It's not because y'all about to hear me this morning. It's not because of all that. You are blessed because I did what? Bless you. God had to bring some of us down with judgment. Things had to happen to our life to do what? To humble us down. That's spiritual. Y'all hear me? Mom, it says, for the whole no terror for those who do right. But watch this. But for those who do wrong, those who do wrong, do you want to be free from fear of the authority once It says, for those who you do wrong, do you want to be free for fear? So, in other words, the Bible is already telling you, oh, yeah, you're going to have some fear. You need to have some fear because you are doing what? Wrong. Y'all hear
That's
me?
Right.
You are doing wrong. And when you're doing wrong, you have consequences that comes. Y'all hear me? If the the commissioner of the governor say, right now we're trying to save lives, we want to save your mom and them, we want to save your grandma and them, and we don't need y'all to meet right now. Y'all meet internet, y'all meet social media, y'all meet internet. But I decided to bring everybody to the building, go against what God is saying, go against what the leaders is saying, the governor is saying, trying to keep you all safe and try to get us safe. Then now we go against and have a good time in church. We laying out on the floor, speaking in tongues, crying out to God. Now half of the membership done came out with COVID-19. Y'all about to hear me.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. Oh, the devil done got up in here. No, baby, that wasn't no devil. That was self-inflicted judgment because of y'all disobedience. And the scripture declares, you should be fearful. Uh-oh, keep reading, Pastor. Keep reading. Because many people just think, well, the fear, that's not of God. That's not a fear. Baby, when you're doing wrong, the Bible declares you better have some fear. Fear of the judgment finna get ready to come on you. Fear of the consequences that's finna get ready to happen. Don't you walk with the spirit of what my God, what people, what they say. We got this spirit going on that they having a relaxed thing because God going to keep his cover. Well, did we show you on yesterday, well, in the scripture, it tells you what Jesus says, do not test your God. Do not try to test him. I understand about that, son. Have you tried Jesus? He's all right. You are absolutely right. I tried Jesus. Amen. He is all right. But at the end of the day, I have not test or try to provoke God with my ignorance. Y'all hear me?
Let's keep
reading. I'm finna get ready to go. Get ready to pass this hot potato. Amen. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Do what is right, and you will be commanded. Y'all hear me? 14 verse says, for the one in authority is God's servant for your good. Is God serving for your what? Mm. For your good. Now, if they were trying to do things that is against God, for it was against the good of the God, then I can understand that, hey, I can't agree with that. I can't agree for all of us to jump off this water. I can't agree for all of us to jump off this bridge because they said so. I can't agree with that because I don't see, it ain't no good about that. But if they trying to save your life, if they trying to tell you we need to stop this, we need to try to quit this, and they try, that's for your good. Okay,
amen.
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 But if you do wrong, I want y'all to hear this. I want to hear this real quickly. The fourth verse says in 13, it says God's servant for your good. Watch this. I want y'all to hear this real slow. Real slow, because we got some Bible skeptics, and we got the individual have not combed through the Bible with a fine-tooth comb. We just running with everybody else say. We running with the first scripture that we looked up and everything. Watch this. It says, but if you do wrong, be afraid. Okay, I'm going to say
that again.
The fourth verse says, if you do wrong, be afraid.
Amen. Be afraid.
I come into a place and discover some of our fears is not the fear of the devil. The Bible just declare, if you do wrong, be afraid. Maybe the Holy Ghost is putting some fear in some of you all because he know you're doing wrong. You know you're doing something you don't got no button to. Listen, that's the fear of the Lord when the Holy Ghost is inside of you and your butt is out there doing wrong. Y'all about to hear me. It's no different when you up there shacking up and you up there having sex with everybody and you're not using any protection, and now you got an STD, now you got an HIV, and now you got, y'all about to hear me up in here. Now, it tells you, you better be afraid.
Amen.
You better be afraid if you out there doing wrong.
Okay, amen.
Y'all hear me?
Amen.
It didn't say anything. It ain't say anything. Have fear in the Lord. It didn't say anything. Have fear. You better have fear. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's not talking about that in this scripture. It says, but if you do wrong, be afraid. For rulers do not bear the sword for no reason, other words, consequences doesn't come in your life for no reason. This is where I try to educate even our EDM family. People, things that are happening in people, it's no reason why these saints of God or peoples of God, leaders of God, you should not be blessed. It's something wrong if you're walking into this foolishness. It's not the devil. Somebody done afflicted some mess upon their own self because you out there tiptoeing doing what mm-hmm. is not of God. It's safety
Amen.
In God. It's Amen. Safety in the truth of God. Y'all hear me this morning. It's safety yeah. and it's covering in God. But if you do wrong, if you're out there doing wrong, you out there being rebellious, you better have some fear. It tells you in the fourth verse. It says, be afraid. Be afraid. Then it got a comma. Other words, it wants you establishing that by itself and trying to tell you something. Be afraid. You better be afraid. For rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. Other words, they got a reason why they're bearing the sword. It's a reason why judgment hitting you. It's a reason why, keep reading, Pastor. You're going a little too far. Okay. They are, watch this. They are God's servants. Agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoers. Is anybody hearing us this morning? Are you really hearing
yeah,
us this
yeah.
morning? It's you,
yeah.
Ms. Anita. I got a question. You gonna allow me to cause you to go to the electric chair? Are you gonna allow me to call? Are you gonna allow me to cause you to go to the gas yeah. chamber? Are you gonna allow?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Are you gonna,
absolutely not.
I got a question. I got a question, Evangelist. Are you going to allow me to put a rope around your neck to strangle you to take your life?
Absolutely not.
You're not going to allow me.
No, I'm not.
The Bible is trying to, and the people are trying to keep you. So if you allow COVID-19 to take your life, and I'm not saying because I don't know these people, this is the case of them, but I'm talking to folks right now, because you don't apply instructions. You don't apply leadership. Our black community is so, many of us are so rebellious. So rebellious to authority, so rebellious to what is done right. Some folks trying to help you. We are already, you know how we do. Once we get on our feet, we good. We don't know you no more. We don't give you calls no more. Y'all about to hear me. This ain't the time to keep playing your games. Don't get caught because you will get caught, according to the scripture. Watch it. It says, route to bring punishment on the wrong. Number five says, therefore, it is necessary to submit. It is necessary to submit to authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of consequence. Y'all hear me? That's number five. Number six says, this is also why you pay taxes. For authorities yes. of God's servant who give their full time in government. Other words, the Bible says this is why you pay your taxes, for them to keep you safe, for them to make decisions, for them to do research, for them to do research to find different cures, to find different things for our what? Good. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Y'all ain't believing.
Good.
I'm gonna read the last one. Get ready, Evangelist. I'm gonna read the last one. Give to everyone who you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay your taxes. If you owe revenue, then you give revenue. If respect, then you give respect. If it's honor, then you give honor. Other words, the Bible says stop bootlegging around here. Ain't no need for you to bootleg. It's no need for you to rob Peter and try to pay Paul and try to be slick, because what's going to happen? You're going to get caught. You're going to get caught. It's not my sin. It's not pastor's sin. It's Romans 13:1 all the way down to verse 7. It's that sin. Y'all about to holler at your boy. Go ahead, Evangelist.
And I have to sit and agree with everything that's being said. Again, I'm going to keep saying it. It is written. It's written. It's not what the apostles say. It's not what I say. It's not what anybody say. It's written. It's written. We have to sit and trying to make decisions because we don't like what's going on, or we don't like whatever. It's written. It's in place by God.
So you have to sit as a person and use wisdom. You have to stop sitting. I remember when the coronavirus first came out, they said black people couldn't get it. It was something in their skin, the melon. But look at what's going on now. Why? Because of disobedience. All of this taking place, what's going on, the spread. The word of God is telling us not to be disobedient to the government. The government is not sitting and telling you to just lay out and do different things. It's telling you to shelter yourself. It's telling you to go into your safe place where God has already predestined for you to be in his arms.
Yes.
It's telling you to sit and listen and honor the word of God. This is not a man-made thing. This is what God is sitting and saying. This is not, even if you want to sit and say this is what Trump put in place, the governor of Georgia put in place, the governor of Florida put in place, okay, but somebody had to use some type of wisdom. And because of that wisdom, we are supposed to be in a safe place. But where are we? Where are we? Look around. Where are we as a people? Where are we? Because we don't want to sit. We don't realize where the church is. Because we don't realize that we don't have to sit before a man and get the same word that God is giving you. Where are we? Where are we? That's what you need to do. You need to examine yourself after you sit and you read this word and you let it consume in your mind, in your heart, and realize that it's true. We're not sitting. This is not no Mickey Mouse club. You can sit and play with it if you want to. But for those that have not caught it, that's because they're being obedient. Whether you're still out in the street doing your job, whether you're doing what you're supposed to do, God is going to cover you. But a person that has to always look over their back because they know they're doing something wrong, God has already warned you. Because you know what? A haughty man. Destruction, God always lets you know destruction, a warning comes before destruction. And right now, we as a people, we're self-destructing because we refuse to let the man up above, the man that's sitting in the seat that God allowed to get into the seat, is giving orders. People, wake up. Wake up.
Amen.
The word of God is right here. Romans 13 is right here. If you go to Psalms 91, God is telling you why he'll protect you. Wake up. Read the word of God. Read it. Understand it. Like the apostle say, if you don't understand, get with somebody that can help you. Stop sitting and put yourself in danger. Call your family members. Call your enemies and let them know if they going up in a church house, if they going out to parties around people because they just refuse to believe, you better open your eyes because it's real. It's real. And you got a bald head prophet on the phone right now taking time out of his schedule to sit and teach and preach the word of God to let you know I care about you. I care about you. I'm letting you know what God said, not what I said. I'm just the messenger. So I'm sitting here telling you all as well, think wise. Think God. Think God. Don't put this one on Satan. Think God. Sit and put yourself in your rightful position. See, we always we're giving Satan too much glory already. We're giving him the glory.
Yes.
We give him the glory every time we sit and talk about COVID-19. Oh, God then brought his wrath on us. Oh, God then did this. God then did that. But God telling you to go in the house for 14 days. It is written. And you can stay in there. It's written. The instructions was given. What happened before happens again. I mean, it's written. It's written. Open your eyes, people. Open your heart. Ask God to renew your mind. If it's something that you need, whatever, that's a difference. If it's an emergency, a difference. We going out here, we spreading. We don't know anything truly about the virus. There's nothing factual.
That's right.
It's nothing factual. So, therefore, you have to use wisdom. The thing, and this is the thing, some people didn't even used to go out the house. But not everybody want to be out the house just to say I'm out the house. I understand that it's hard. I understand that different things are going on. I understand just humanistic nature wants you to walk out the house when you just didn't walk out before. But now is not the time. Now is not the time. The authority, the government has spoken. God, first of all, has spoken. God says to honor your government. When you are disobedient, you will be what? Punished. Don't be punished. Trust God. Do what God said and say do. The word has went forth. It's written. We heard it yesterday, Romans 13. We're hearing it today. Maybe we might have to keep hearing it all this week. But we need to get on the phone, call our people, and let them know, listen, this is what needs to be done. This is what I know that my husband keep telling my younger son, this is what you need to do, because people don't understand when you out there doing whatever, you bringing something into the house, you know. So we have to use wisdom. It's time for us to educate other people, not show that we have lack of knowledge, because you was given knowledge today. It's do you receive it? Do you believe it? Do you trust in it? Look around. Everybody be on Facebook. Everybody, even on the news now, they're sitting and talking about they're asking for the numbers of blacks or the count. Trump just asked for it. That's telling you something. It's not that they poisoning us. It's you poisoning yourself. You poisoning yourself because you're being disobedient. And back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. And listen, let's get out of these theories. Let's get out of these activist clubs and social clubs to where they said, yeah, they put this out there to take over the black population, to wipe us out and all that. Listen, the virus doesn't have no specific race or color or who it want to do, who want to get. It's getting everybody. It's in the commission. It's in the government office. It's in Senate places. It's in everywhere. But at the end of the day, I need you to understand that you obeying the word of God is their safety. Obeying the word of God, that's where it's at. Amen. And like we said, you know, if you read something, you're not clarity on it, find another interpretation. You could go online, you can get an English Standard Version, something to break it down or break the stories down so you could really have an understanding in that form or that setting. Do something that what I used to do when I really was digging into the Bible years ago, I used to always go back to the beginning of the first chapter, because the first chapter begins to set the stage of what's going on and read it already up to where we at right now. That way you don't take the Bible out of context and you don't take verses out of context. You keep it as its original form. Saints of God, we just want you to be safe, and we want you to be blessed, because God has a purpose with your name on it. God has something with your name on it. And we don't need you to get caught up into misinterpretation of the word of God, but I want you to walk into the true standard, the true meaning, the true elaboration of God's word. Because I'm telling you right now, I understand all that. When folks say don't have fear, don't be fear, well, I'm telling you, let me read the King James Version, because the version that I was reading the NIV version. I'm going to read the King James Version, the fourth chapter of King James, Romans 13 verses 4. It says, For he is the minister of God. Now this is King James. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, see, this is why, and I'm going to do more study on it, I don't know when, this is why the Antichrist want that position. This is why he want that position. Because the Antichrist or the enemy always trying to represent as if they are God. Trying to represent as if they are the one that has the authority. And they're going to always understand that the saints of God, we're going to try to be in the guidelines with the Bible. So this is why he wants that position. And if I'm going to finish reading. It says, do that which is, it says, but if thou do that which is evil, and it tells you to what? Be afraid. No difference in the NIV version, no different in the King James Version. It tells you, be afraid. Y'all about to hear me. So all this little irrational and different things about what individuals said, you don't know if you're doing wrong, you better be afraid. If you're out there trying to do what you want to do, y'all out there trying to have parties, you're out there having some social event. I have some folks already putting together an Easter egg hunt and telling everybody to bring a dish. You need to be afraid. And if anybody that you are, that you consider them as a leader or as a man of God, if they are putting you in harm's way, if they saying things that is going against Bible, you got to understand Bible. I'm not talking about going against a verse or a scripture, going against the book, going against the Bible. You might want to ask God, I need another leadership. I need to find another leadership. Y'all hear me? Because if you ain't going to care about my life and you ain't going to care about the law and all this kind of stuff here, I don't know what you got going on. And Pastor saying that with all earnesty and all purities of heart, because I don't seen it all. I seen it all. So it all that don't impress me. You able to cause people to move across the floor, they fall out, and all this stuff here with blow on them, all that stuff don't impress me, amen, because I don't seen it all. I don't seen people don't took the, after they finished and you gave and don't did all these trickery and brain seven for seven is completion and take your money and go and pay for their script clubs. I seen it all. I don't seen it all. So at the end of the day, that doesn't surprise me, doesn't fool with me. At the end of the day, it's safety in the word of God. You don't want to be in a place to where, my God Almighty, you are in harm's way. Somebody else is causing your life to be in judgment. Somebody else causing your life to be into a place. Amen. And anybody go against what is right and go against what is true, you better believe they got to be an advocate of the devil. I'm going to say it just like that, an advocate of the devil. I truly believe that God, and the whole point about it, God needs you around for you can give a testimony that through all this COVID-19, he's still blessing me. Through all that we done been through, God still got my blessing with our name on it. Some of you need to go and tell your family, say, listen, we ain't going to walk immature, we ain't going to walk stupid. It's all because God has still had a blessing with our name on it. I never see the righteous forsaken, nor the seed begging for bread. And I want to talk to somebody for these last 30 seconds. Is there anybody is ready to get ready to walk into the promise of God? You don't know that God is made because your enemies, watch this, because your enemies is making making unfortunate bad decision. God said, well, the next already prophesied to us, then I say that you're going to be into a place of high government, then I say it's going to be people that is in high office, high positions, that got bringing up your name for you to get ready, then I say you're going to be the head and not the tail, then I say you're going to be the leader of the table. Some of you don't allow this here to mess up what God already had planned for you. The best is yet to come. I got to obey God because why? The best is yet to come. I'm not worried about when I leave here, because me as a believer, when I leave here, I'm already going to heaven. Y'all about to hear me. I'm just worried about that while I got time here on this earth, I want to gather many people that I can. I need many people to come with me that can, for we could go where? Into heaven together. I need a witness to you. I need a witness to the next generation. I need to be a mentor for the generation that's also coming up. Why? Because we need to go to heaven. And at the end of the day, amen, your blessed place is where, my God Almighty, you're going to hold fast. You're going to hold fast. You're going to stand still, but you can walk into your blessed place. God got it with your name on it. Brother, you got to endure the storm. Let's endure it the right way. Let's go through it with the right way. Y'all hear me? And my God Almighty. And we can use that scripture when Peter walked up on water. He walked on water because God gave him a commandment. He walked on water because God gave him a permission. He walked. Well, he was able to walk on water because God agreed with his request. You about to hear me? God agreed with his request. I'm not talking about everybody else was in the boat. No, he ain't talking about everybody else was in the boat. He was talking about what Peter asked. And he ain't talking about what the pastor asked or what the prophet asked. It was Peter that asked, and God gave Peter the answer. I got a question before we get out of here. Who are you talking to? Are you talking to God? Did God told you? Are you sharing or communing with God? Y'all about to hear me this morning. You got to have your own relationship with God. Listen, I got to get out of here. We got to go. We don't been on a little too long. I just love all of you, and we're going to get ready to get out of here in the name of the Lord, because at the end of the day, the name of the Lord is...
Because you're going to leave that on.
You got to understand, we're going to be into the place with God, and I'm telling you right now that God, you, it's time for you to walk into your blessed place. And let's not be let's not be stupid. God is setting you up right now to get ready to walk into your blessed place. At the end of the day, it just ain't even the time to go and socialize. I love my family, but it ain't the time for us to socialize. I'm going to go out there, go to work, do what's right, and I'm coming right back home. Y'all about to hear me.
Amen.
It's not the time to socialize or do what you think is good, but it's the time to let's walk into the things of God. Evangelist, I'm about ready to say, I'm all pooped out. I hope somebody understands that it is in the Bible. Tells you you better be afraid. And it says be afraid when you out there doing what's wrong. So all this folks that you're saying, well, God's going to keep me, and God's going to keep me covered. He's still doing a work in me. He's not finished with me. Baby, you better get into the true things of God. Amen. Don't allow the enemy to steal what God don't put inside of you. Oh, Evangelist, do you have any final remarks?
I just want to tell everybody to use wisdom, trust the process. It is written. It is written. If you have anybody that's not understanding, tell them to go to Romans 13. If they cannot read, read it for them. If they need comprehension, explain it to them. We have to be obedient to the word of God. Peace out. That's all I can say. Just use your wisdom and know that AGM, we love you.
And if we do have some of you, I know you get a little deep. You don't, and I know your pride might get in the way. Well, you could just say, well, it's not I'm being obedient to what the government say. I'm just being obedient to what the book say. Well, go along with that. We'll go along with that because it's still falling in the guidelines what God done put in place. Amen? Amen. Listen,
Amen.
You all, we want you all to be blessed. We want you all to be safe. If you're going out, please obey the instructions as they gave when you go out. Amen. Let's not go out being foolish and be doing foolish stuff. Let's go out doing what we got to do, handle business, and get back home. Amen. Because at the end
Amen.
Of the day, I need to see you around. I'm going to do everything I got to do. I'd like God to just do everything that I got to do to make sure I could gather many people that we can and we come out on top of this. And to say that God kept us but through the word of God. And we had to operate in every area of the word of God, not in just a verse of scripture, but every place of God. Listen, we finna get ready to go. We're going to be back on tomorrow morning for part three. I don't know what God's going to share or drop down, but I know it's been a heavy hitter for the last couple of days. Dealing with faith. Y'all about to hear me. We're going to deal with part three tomorrow. Dealing with faith. Call mom and them, auntie and them. Matter of fact, get some of your local preachers, local pastor. I don't mind getting stones thrown at me, long as it's the stones that they're throwing. I'm giving you the truth. It doesn't matter. Hopefully,
Amen.
We can give them something that will help and help them to see the light. Amen. For the God to continue to bless us. Amen. I love you all. We thank God for you all. And we're going to say peace. We out. God bless all.